This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the country's nuclear scientists for enhancing India's pride with the fast breeder reactor in Kalapakkam, Tamil Nadu, achieving criticality. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said, criticality is the stage during which a reactor successfully attains a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction for the first time. This stage signifies the reactor entering the operational phase. Prime Minister Modi termed this a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को एनर्जी सेक्टर को हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है
Prime Minister Modi highlighted the ongoing census campaign. He said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, which is the world's largest census. He urged everyone to participate in this process and make Census 2027 a success. The Prime Minister also lauded the team which participated in the European Girls' Mathematical Olympiad held in Bordeaux, France earlier this month and ranked sixth.
हमारी बेटियों ने अब तक का सबसे बेहतरीन प्रदर्शन किया मुझे इस प्रतिभाशाली टीम पर बहुत गर्व है इसमें मुंबई की श्रेया मुंदड़ा तिरुवनंतपुरम की संजना चाको चेन्नई की शिवानी भरत कुमार और कोलकाता की सिमोई बेरा शामिल थी इसमें हमारी टीम विश्व में छठे स्थान पर रही श्रेया ने गोल्ड मेडल जीतकर इतिहास रख दिया संजना ने सिल्वर तो शिवानी ने ब्रॉन्ज मेडल अपने नाम किया
Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters in West Bengal as the high-voltage campaign for the second and the final phase of the assembly elections in the state concludes tomorrow. Voting in the state for the second phase is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Arambagh in Hooghly district and Bangaon in North 24 Paragana's district today. Mr. Modi claimed ruling TMC's corruption and governance failures have pushed people to the edge. He said the resolve to remove them is now stronger than ever. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is also on the campaign trail in West Bengal and addressed a rally at Tehata in Nadia district. Mr. Shah promised a monthly assistance of 3,000 rupees for women starting from the month of May, 3,000 rupees for unemployed youth and 21,000 rupees for every pregnant woman for childcare if the BJP forms the government in the state. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee is mostly staying in her own constituency, Bhavanipur, with multiple events lined up. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee held a rally at Purbasthali Uttar in Purva Bardhaman district. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India's technological capability will define national strength in the coming decades. The minister said this while virtually addressing the Pan-IIT Alumni Conference in Los Angeles, USA. On the occasion, Dr. Singh called for India to emerge as a global leader in critical and emerging technologies. He said that the country must move beyond being a consumer of technology to becoming a creator, designer and global driver of innovation. India is currently witnessing severe heatwave conditions across multiple regions, with 95 of the world's 100 hottest cities located in the country raising concerns over the impact of rising temperatures. According to data on global temperature trends, both in the urban and rural areas, India is experiencing record-breaking heat, making it the epicenter of a global heatwave. Temperatures in many regions have surpassed 40 degrees Celsius, with some locations reaching close to 45 degrees Celsius, marking a trend towards increasingly intense pre-summer heat waves. And in IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 159 runs for Gujarat Titans at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium. In reply, Gujarat Titans were 49 for no loss in 5.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Captain Ruturaj Gaikwad scored an unbeaten 74 to guide Chennai Super Kings to 158 for 7. He faced 60 balls and struck 6 fours and 4 sixes. And in the second match of the day, hosts Lucknow Super Giants will take on Kolkata Knight Riders this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.